Good to see you in the house of the Lord today. Good to have the pastor and his family back with us after. Did the sand fleas work on you?
No.
You went there at the right time.
Praise God.
Take your Bibles and turn with us to the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2 for our scripture reading. Have you ever worried about something? Sure you have. I think of the parent who received a letter from their son who had been away at camp for the summer. This came out many, many years ago, but it came out again this year. Dear Mom and Dad, this is Cole, your son. We're having a great time here at Lake Typhoid. Scoutmaster Webb is asking us all to write our parents in case you saw the flood on TV and was worried. We are okay. Only one of our tents and two sleeping bags got washed away. Luckily, none of us got drowned because we were all up in the mountains looking for Chad when it happened. Oh, yes. Please call Chad's mother and tell her he's okay. He can't write because of the cast. I got to ride in one of those search and rescue jeeps. It was neat. We never would have found him in the dark if it had not been for the lightning. Scoutmaster Webb got mad at Chad for going on a hike alone without telling anyone. Chad said he did tell him, but it was during the fire, so he probably didn't hear him. Did you know that if you put gas on a fire, the gas will blow up? The wet wood still didn't burn, but one of our tents did. Also, some of our clothes got burned, and John is going to look weird until his hair grows back out. Well, we will be home Saturday if Scoutmaster Webb gets his car fixed. It wasn't his fault about the wreck. The brakes worked okay when we left home. Scoutmaster Webb said that a car that old, you have to expect something to break down. That's probably why he can't get insurance on it. We think it's a neat car. He doesn't care if we get it dirty, and if it's hot, sometimes he lets us ride in the trunk. It gets pretty hot with 10 people in the car. He lets us take turns riding in a trailer until the highway patrolman stopped us and talked to us about that. Scoutmaster Webb is a neat guy. Don't worry, he's a good driver. In fact, he's teaching Terry how to drive, but he only lets him drive on the mountain roads where there isn't any traffic. All we ever see up here is logging trucks. This morning, all the guys were diving off the rocks and swimming in the lake. Scoutmaster Webb wouldn't let me because I can't swim. And Chad was afraid he would sink because of the cast. So he let us take the canoe across the lake. It was great. You can still see some of the trees under the water from the flood. Scoutmaster Webb isn't crabby like some scoutmasters. He didn't even get mad when we didn't wear our life jackets. He has spent a lot of time on the car, so we're not trying to cause him any trouble. Guess what? We all passed our first aid merit badge. When Dave dove into the lake and cut his arm, we got to see just how a tourniquet works. Also, Wade and I threw up. Scoutmaster Webb said it was probably food poisoning from the leftover chicken last night. I have to go now. We're going into town to mail our letters and to buy bullets. Don't worry about anything. We're all fine. Love, Cole. How many of you would have been after your child there at Lake Typhoid? I'm sure you would. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and destroy, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Page sticks together sometimes. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. May God add his blessings to the reading of the Word of God. Here in these verses, we have the Holy Spirit given to us, Satan's program for the ages. When Satan was cast out of heaven, if you remember, for his rebellion against God, he began what was known as the mystery of iniquity, which will end in the appearing of the Antichrist and giving strong delusions. Here in verses 1 and 2 of this chapter, Paul tries to set the Thessalonian Christians straight concerning the death of their loved ones and the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells us there, "We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, don't you be shaken in mind, don't be troubled in spirit, nor by the word, nor by letters from us, as the day of the Lord is at hand." So the Thessalonians had the same hope in their day that we have in our day, and that is, we're trusting that the Lord Jesus Christ will come in our lifetime and catch us out of all that's going on even in our day. And then in there, people in that day, many of them did not believe in a resurrection, especially the Sadducees. And there was a mystery of iniquity that was going on. So God says here, or we find that Paul says unto them, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be a great falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." So we notice here there's going to be a falling away from the faith, a falling away from the doctrine of the teaching of the Word of God. And I think possibly we are living in those days even now. If these things are going on now, if this could be the thing going on now, then Satan could already be grooming his superhuman. He may be alive today, even walking upon the earth, being made ready and waiting until the Holy Spirit of God is taken out of the way. And then we notice there in verse number 7, it tells us, "Only he who now letteth," that's speaking about the Holy Spirit of God that is keeping the Antichrist at bay, keeping him away from the church and this present day that we're living in. And then there in verse number 4, we're given a description of this man of sin. In verse 9 and 10, he gives us something of this Satan-inspired human who's going to rule the world in the days of Jacob's trouble. It simply says there that he opposeth and exalteth himself above all. In other words, we'll discover here that he tells us there come a day when he is going to go down to the temple and he's going to declare to the world that he is God. We are living in a day when a lot of people are coming on the scene and they're saying, "I am God. I'm the one that you are to worship." And so we notice here when the man of sin comes on the scene, and we know that this is going to be a period known as a tribulation period. It's a time, again, when the temple is going to be built. It's a time when they're going to be offering sacrifices again in that day. And we know in the middle of the tribulation period, after 3.5 years, the man of sin, he's going to break that covenant that he's made with the nation of Israel concerning peace in the land, and he's going to show himself that he is God. And the Bible says there's going to be great tribulation that has come upon the entire world. Amen. It's going to happen, folks. You might as well get ready for that. Now listen to what it says here in Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So this man of sin, he comes on the scene with all power, all signs, all lying wonders, and with all deceivableness in them that perish. Now notice what it says here quickly in Revelation chapter number 13. He is given, this is the Antichrist, he's given great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. In verse number 6, we are reminded again of the restraining power of the Holy Spirit of God. And Paul reminds them about the mystery of iniquity that was already working in that day. So we know that God right now presently is working, calling out what is known as the bride of Christ. Satan is working today, also forming for him his kingdom in order that he might destroy the souls of the people on the earth. When I see the people that are out there and they're doing the things that they're doing, and they do not believe in God, and someday God is going to punish them for their activities of sin that they are involved in. God has a kingdom. Satan has a kingdom. God produced his son Jesus Christ through a virgin born birth. Satan will produce a son of perdition, not virgin born, but satanic prepared. And now look what strong illusions is going to be to you. Five things that let me share with you right quickly. Number one, strong delusions is a belief in a false religious way. Strong delusions, a belief in a false religious ways. Remember what we read there in Matthew 24? Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. There's much deception in the world today. People are being led down the wrong path. I'm not saying that Harmony Grove is the only church that's doing right, but I am saying here that many things in this country are false and people are flocking to them because it's a full feel-good religion for them. And so much false religion out there is sending strong delusions to the people. And so they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Second of all, we notice the false strong delusions is a mind that is undisturbed. Preaching of the gospel doesn't bother them. Doesn't bother them in any way whatsoever. They're satisfied in the darkness. The Bible says there'll come a time when men's hearts will be seared, or their conscience will be seared as a hot iron. In other words, most lost sinners never think about God. They never think about eternity. They never consider where they're going to spend eternity. Are you concerned about where you're going to spend eternity when this life is over? I trust that you have. I trust that if you're here today and you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I pray today in this message and in this meeting that there'll be a conviction of the Holy Spirit of God upon your life to such a place that you can no longer stay where you're staying, but you've got to come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Can I do it right where I'm at? You sure can, but I'll guarantee you, if you get the right kind of religion, you'll turn around and say, "Hey, I just want you to know I got saved. I want you to know right now that I've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." Amen? Amen. Yes. Are you awake? Yes. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
All right. I do better when you say amen. The other night I was watching a preacher on the streets. And he was preaching. I mean, he was preaching the Word of God. And this young fella, he walked up in front of him and began to use some profanity. He really was cursing the preacher out. And so the preacher there, he began to talk to him. This went on for a little while. And then the preacher began to show him how at one time in his life, he was just like he was. How that he was out on drugs and how that he was really strung out on the things of the world. And a little bit, the guy, he kind of calmed down. He began to listen to what the preacher had to say. You could see a complete change in his life there just for a moment. Now, it didn't show us whether or not he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I have a feeling in my heart, somehow or another, that preacher had an influence upon him. And I believe that young man came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. What a joy it was to see him just kind of come down. So here was a young man in strong delusions. He heard the Word of God and probably came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Number three, one of the marks of strong delusions is religious profession. A lot of people today have made a profession of faith. We can see a lot of people today that have engaged themselves in the pleasures of this world without having a guilty conscience. I watched another program the other night, and this one really stuck with me for some time, and still even the whole week, I thought about this situation. Here was a man that, he was a young fella. He was probably about, 8, 9 years of age. And he's fishing in this pond out behind this man's house. Now, the man that lived there, his son says, kids have come here and fished before. No problem. So he comes out, and this guy is ready to fight the Battle of Waterloo. He's mad. He don't like this kid fishing in his pond. And the kid says, I smelt liquor on him. And I told him, I says, "You're drinking." He says, "Well, I've had a drink of liquor, yes." So he kept on. And I mean, he was very upset. The kid was just standing there. Had his fishing pole there. You know, no problem. Hadn't caught any fish, but he was going to try to catch some. And this guy, in a little bit, he became so furious. He reached over and he got that fishing pole of that young man and he broke it across his knee and he throwed it back at him. One million people saw that. 1 million. Now, I don't know where, this happened down in Orlando, Florida. That's where it happened. So, it was about 5 or 6 men. They kindly text in, and they wanted the address of where that lake was at. Because they said, "We're going fishing." Another man sent the kid a $250 gift card to go to Bass Pro and replace his rod. Okay. There's going to be a problem there when they find out what the address is. What would you do if that was your son and this guy just broke the rod over his knee? I'd find out if he could swim. And I'd even put rocks in his pocket to help him. Satan is busy with people that have a religious profession, but they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. They've never been born again. They don't know what it means to be separated to God and what worthy of the vocation wherein they've been called. Verse 12 says that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And it seems like we're living in a day the more ungodly that the world can be out there and try to portray something religious, seems like the world flocks after that. Pastor mentioned last week concerning the opening ceremony at the Olympics and what went on there. Number 4, there's a hatred for truth and strong delusions. What is truth? Verse 10 says, they received not the love of the truth. And because they would not accept the love of the truth, God is going to send them strong delusions. Now let me say something right here. I have had people tell me, "Well, just before the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, I'm going to get saved." No guarantee there. What about that person that's received strong delusions? They're going to believe the lie. Jezebel was one of those examples. Couldn't help but think when I thought about Jezebel. My first year in Bible school, they assigned every pastor or every preacher that was coming to that school, they assigned us a title to preach on during our chapel service that we're going to preach on sometime that year. The professor, a little bitty short, felt shorter than me. Skin tone hair. Wore his glasses down on his nose. And he walked up in front of me and he said, "Brother Collins," "your message this year is going to be some Baals to be avoided. One of them is Jezebel." I fail, Pastor. Some Baals to be avoided, and one of them is Jezebel. Jezebel was a very religious person. Remember who she married? She married Ahab, the king of Israel. And she brought all of her Baal priests along with her during this time. And she was very religious, but she hated the truth. She hated the truth. She was surrounded by all of these prophets, very religious. And when you read the story, you come upon a name, Elijah. And it didn't take long for Jezebel to not like Elijah. Why? Elijah was preaching the truth. And the more that she heard about Elijah and the preaching of the truth, the more that she hated him. If you preach the truth, people will dislike you. I know, I've been at it 52 years, and I've had some going to give me a whipping for preaching the truth. Yeah. I stood one night, and this guy was trying to get to me. He was not as big as I was, so This is back when I was younger. And, I had all these muscles and all I can. In a way, I was saying, let him by, And there was this big old guy. He's bigger than John. I mean, he was a Cherokee Indian. Big old guy. Oh, he had muscles. He had muscles on top of muscles. And he walked over to this little fella, and he got him by the collar right there, and he says, "What are you going to do?" He says, "I'm going to whip him." He said, "You're going to whip me before you whip him." He changed his mind for some reason. I'm glad he did. Number 5, believe in a lie. Notice what verse 11 says. That they should believe a lie. Many religions lie because they know that it helps them to become more popular. The biggest lie in that day is going to be when the Antichrist comes down, sits in the temple, and says, "I'm God." What's the remedy? What's the remedy for our problems today? What do we need to do? What do we need to see? Do we not need to see a revival in our land? Do we not need to see people come to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and be sold out for Him and stand for what's right? I like truth whether I agree with the truth or not, although truth is good. Sometimes when I go to the doctor, for instance, and he begins to tell me what I need to do, it's truth, but I don't like it. I went in the other day and what's the first thing they do when they take you to the doctor's office? Would you step right here? Do I need to? Yes, you need to. I says, "I'm going to tell you before I get up here how much I weigh." She says, "How do you know that?" I said, "I'll just tell you." And I says, I told her how much I weighed, and I stepped up on it. And I was off a half a pound. She says, "How did you know that?" I says, "I weighed 4 left house." Maybe your scales is off a half a pound. And then the doctor comes in and he says, you need to do this. You need to quit this. You need to walk this. And this. Everything he said was probably true. But I didn't like what he said. Truth will set you free. Are you saved? Do you know today that if Jesus were to come, take you out of this walk of life, do you know that you would be absent from the body and present with the Lord? Have you truly trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? My prayer that not a single person here today will be deceived and receive strong delusions and miss heaven. We want to see you there. Are you going? Pray with me. Father, thank you for this day. In a moment, Lord, they're going to come and lead us in a song. The purpose of that song will be to give people an opportunity. Maybe to come and pray here, or maybe even bow where they're at. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Nothing would stir our hearts any greater, any better than knowing that someone comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. Maybe somebody here today, Lord, that they are not living where they ought to be. And they're struggling. It's been a struggle this week for me. The devil's really worked on me. And I know when he's present. But I want to thank you, Lord, this morning for opportunity to stand one more time inside of eternity. Share the Word of God. Go with us now. Forgive us of our sins. Help me to walk worthy of the vocation where I've been called. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand. Pastor's here at the front. If you want to come talk to him, then by all means do so.
Hey guys, Pastor Scotty Gerard here, and I just wanted to say thank you for joining us today. We really hope that this has been a resource that's helped you grow in your purpose for God, but also grow in His glory. We also want to extend an invitation to you to join us here in person at Harmony Grove. We are located at 1008 Town Creek School Road in Blairsville, Georgia. We would love for you to come be a part of our service, to be a part of our small groups. If you have children, we have children's classes on Wednesday night and on Sunday morning, and all this information can be found on our website. We'd also like to continue help you in your growth with Christ. If you have a question, maybe a prayer request, or just need to talk to somebody, you can contact us in the emails below in the description, or you can also contact us through our app and through our website, which are also found in the description below. Again, we hope this has been a blessing to you, because we know that you joining us today has been a great blessing to us. Thank you so much. God bless.